AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Major General Hank Taylor with the Joint Chiefs of Staff says evacuation flights out of the Kabul airport in Afghanistan have resumed.
Aircraft availability is not an issue. We intend to maximize each plane's capacity. We're prioritizing the evacuation of people above all else, and we're focused on doing this as safely as possible with a great sense of urgency.
President Biden's pledge:
any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
At the White House, the president says there are no signs of resistance.
We have no indication that they haven't been able to get in Kabul through the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban thus far. They've allowed them to go through. It's in their interest for them to go through.
This man is outside the airport in Kabul. He has worked for the U.S. in Afghanistan.
We've been in contact. The crowd is just crazy. No one is helping. And I don't know if this keeps going, no one would get help.
The president calls the Afghan allies equally important in the evacuations. A federal appeals court said a pause on evictions designed to curb the spread of the coronavirus can remain in place for now, but there could be a fight ahead in the Supreme Court. The new pause was imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Some landlords are trying to block the moratorium. It's been 30 years since a hurricane reached New England. Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center says Henri is coming.
During the day on Sunday, this hurricane, forecast to become a hurricane with time. Less shear, more opportunity to strengthen a hurricane pretty close to the Rhode Island, Connecticut, up into Massachusetts.
The mayor of Orlando, Florida, is asking residents to stop watering their lawns and washing their cars for at least a week, saying water usage needs to be cut back because of the recent surge of coronavirus hospitalizations. One hospital is treating cases twice the level of what it was during last winter's peak. Wall Street, the Dow finished up 225 points. This is AP News. Russia has been preparing for events that led to Taliban control of Afghanistan. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
Whilst Russia officially recognizes the Taliban as a terrorist organization, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized this week that the insurgent group have shown promising signs. We see encouraging signals from the Taliban, who are declaring their desire to form a government with the participation of other political forces. Immediately after the Taliban takeover, Russia said it wouldn't evacuate its embassy in Kabul, unlike many other countries. Last month, a Taliban delegation visited Moscow, where they guaranteed not to threaten the interests of Russia and its ex-Soviet allies in Central Asia. Taliban spokesperson Mohammad Sahel Shaheen:
we will not allow anyone, any individual, any entity to use the soil of Afghanistan against the neighboring country, the regional country, and the world country.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.